This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 people were killed, 150 injured in a fire at a wedding in northern Iraq.
Civil defense officials searched the charred skeleton of a building for survivors into the early hours of Wednesday. The fire ripped through a large events hall in the northeastern region after fireworks were lit during the celebration, local civil defense said, according to state media, which added preliminary information indicated the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, contributing to its rapid collapse. Eyewitnesses at the site said the building outside of Mosul, Iraq, caught fire at around 10:45 p.m. local time, and hundreds of people were in attendance at the time of the incident. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is trying to appease members of his own caucus by asking U.S. President Joe Biden to make concessions on at least one measure that GOP hardliners say needs to change.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who is trying to hold off a rebellion by hardline members of his own caucus, called on President Joe Biden to agree to tighter border restrictions in order to prevent a shutdown, a proposal that was not likely to resolve the stalemate over government funding. Over in the Senate, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said a bipartisan group of senators were on the verge of unveiling a stopgap funding bill to avert a shutdown on October 1st, and he criticized McCarthy's plan to push ahead with four full-year spending bills that reflect conservative priorities and stand no chance of becoming law.
The Biden administration has suspended most non-humanitarian aid to Gabon early after military takeover in the country last month. That was at least the second this year in an African nation.